Jesus heals a blind man. While he was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind since his birth. His disciples asked him, "Teacher, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned, but he was born blind so that the works of God might be seen in him. As long as it's daytime, we must do the work of the one who sent me. Night will come, and no one will be able to work at that time. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spit on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and put the mud on the blind man's eyes. Then he said to him, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam," which means messenger. So he went and washed, and he came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had known him as a beggar said, "Isn't this the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "Yes," and others said, "No, however, he does look like him." As for him, he said, "I am he." They said to him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, put it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed, and I could see." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." The Pharisees interrogate the man. They took the man who had been blind to the Pharisees. Now the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the blind man's eyes was a Saturday. The Pharisees as well asked him how he could see. He said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man Jesus is not from God, because he violates the law to rest on Saturday." Others said, "How could it be possible for a sinful man to do miraculous signs like these?" So a dispute occurred among them. They asked the blind man again, "And you, since he has opened your eyes, what's your opinion of him?" He answered, "He's a prophet." But the Jewish leaders didn't believe that he had been blind and became able to see. So they summoned his parents and asked them, "Is this your son that you say was born blind? How can he see now?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But as for how he can see now and who opened his eyes, we don't know. Ask him. He can answer for himself since he's an adult." His parents said this due to their fear of the Jewish leaders, because the leaders had agreed together that whoever testified that Jesus was the Messiah would be banned from the house of worship. And that's why his parents said, "Ask him, since he's an adult." For the second time, the Pharisees summoned the man who had been blind and said to him, "We put you under oath by God to tell the truth. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "Sinner or not, I don't know, but I do know one thing. I was blind, and now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you, but you didn't listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you wish to become his disciples too?" They insulted him and said, "You are his disciple. As for us, we are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this person, we don't know where he's from." The man answered them, "Amazing! You don't know where he's from, even though he opened my eyes? We know that God grants the request of anyone who is godly and does his will, but he doesn't grant the request of sinners. We have never heard about anyone in all of history who opened the eyes of a person born blind. So if this man weren't from God, he would not have been able to do a thing." They answered him, "You have been full of sins from your birth, and you want to teach us?" Then they threw him out. Spiritual blindness. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out. He found him and said to him, "Do you believe in the one who became man?" The man replied, "Who is he, sir, so that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and he is the one speaking to you." He said, "I believe, Master," and he bowed down to him. Jesus said, "I have come to this world to render the judgment that those who don't see will now see, and those who now see will become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard him and said, "Are you saying that we are blind as well?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty, but you say, 'We see,' so you are responsible for your guilt."